Mike, talk us through your first game and how, you know, obviously you're disappointed, but give us your assessment of how you felt you did out there.
You know, the biggest thing, you just want to lead the offense. You want to get guys in the right position, move the ball down the field, not have, you know, three and outs or anything like that. So overall, for the first game, I thought it was pretty good, but we got to, you know, got to win at the end of the day.
You lament the that last series you guys had the ball three and out. You killed no clock there. A little, that might have been a key part of the game right there.
Yeah, I think not even that drive, though. I think it was a few drives, you know, late in the third or fourth quarter that, you know, if we had continued to get down the field, possibly get a field goal or a touchdown, we could have sealed the game. But, you know, it's happened. It's over with. Now you got to move forward to the next week.
Doug pointed out that you're very critical of yourself. I don't know if he's talking about today, but are you critical of yourself today in any way?
Well, I'm always critical of myself because I don't like to make mistakes twice. You know, I really don't like to make them once, but definitely not twice. You know, but overall, you know, at the end of the day, we lost. So I can't really say, you know, oh, we did this great, we did that great. You know, we just, you know, at the end of the day, you want to win.
What mistakes did you make twice?
I'm just talking in general.
How did you feel? It looked like, really, from the start of the game, you looked calm. You didn't seem like you were rookie jitters at all. Give us your assessment of that. Yeah. Were you? Or?
Oh, no, I was very calm. I was very confident in the game plan we had going into the game. You know, I knew it was my first, you know, time out there. I had felt the energy of the crowd. You know, it was packed. It was a great, you know, great crowd. And you just wanted to go out and win, but we didn't. So, like I said, we got to move on to next week.
At the end of the third quarter, you were kind of urging the crowd to get into it. I don't know if you're asking them to get on board, to believe, to what? What was that message there?
Well, we just wanted to feed off of their energy. I think that was going into the fourth quarter. And, you know, just wanted to get them, you know, back into the game. And obviously they're kind of like our 12th man out there. You know, they got extremely loud, and I think they helped, you know, both sides of the ball, not just the defense. They helped us out on offense as well.
Your two touchdown passes, and again, it just seemed as though you saw the receiver going where he was supposed to go. Early on, maybe those reads weren't quite there. Do you feel as though your reads improved as the game went on?
Well, sometimes early in the game we didn't call those plays, so I wouldn't say it was necessary to reads or I wasn't seeing things. It was just we called the plays for the situation.
Penalties today seemed to be a problem in terms of getting some flow or some rhythm. How was that from your vantage point?
Yeah, that was frustrating. Obviously, when you have, you know, a big, you know, first down or something like that, a big play, and then you get a call back, obviously you definitely want to continue to fight those battles, but, you know, you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot when you do that. And as offense, we have to clean those things up.
How do you correct them?
You know, paying attention to the small details, you know, moving your feet a little longer. You know, if there's something I can do, just clean it up, go back and watch the film. If there's anything I can continue to do better as a quarterback, you know, continue to do that.
DJ, can you comment just on, it seemed like Fred provided a nice spark for the run game there when, yeah, you know, things were getting bogged down and yards were tough to come by there for stretches.
Yeah, Fred did an awesome job, you know, as well as CJ, but I really would thank the O-line. They did a great job, you know, not just, you know, run blocking, but also pass blocking. I don't think I hit the ground more than once, you know, throughout the whole game or any hurries and things like that. So they both did a good job.
So it's no disgrace to lose to Tom Brady, and that'll be written and said that you did well for your first time out. Is that any consolation for you?
I wanted to win the game. You know, obviously Tom Brady is a great quarterback, and, you know, he's going to go in the Hall of Fame. But at the end of the day, you want to win, and that's, you know, that's where I see it.
Games like this, and when you know, players, they'd like to think that they can play at a certain level, whether it's here or somewhere else. They don't really know until they play in a game. Do you now have more confidence, now you have a game under your belt against that team, that this is where you can excel?
Yeah, definitely. You know, obviously, you know, with every play, you know, I was continuing to get more and more confidence in myself and just, you know, continue to relax and stay calm throughout the whole thing and stay poised at the quarterback.
Did they change much? I mean, you guys went right down the field on that 80-yard drive, you know, in the third quarter there. Did they change much defensively after that, or were the looks all?
I don't think so. No, they pretty much played all the same looks there, they did the same looks that we saw on film. So I felt like Coach Hackett, like I said, had a great game plan going into it. You know, so it wasn't anything that really surprised us.
Mobility look fine,
and
do you feel okay?
Yeah, I mean, when the game comes on, when it's time to go play football, I don't worry about injuries. You know, I had a couple other shots or whatever as far as like a tackle, so I had some other things bother me, but you play football, you know, you don't worry about, you're never going to be 100% when you play this sport, and you have to understand that. And if you can walk, if you can run, go play.
Who gets to keep the football between you and Robert Woods, your first?
Woody can keep it.
You didn't run much. Is that by design, because of the injury?
Not necessarily, but not by design. You know, it didn't call a lot of run plays for me, so.
You obviously need to win, but to be close, do you take away some encouragement of how close you guys were?
A little, maybe, but you want to win.